Ephesians 4. Let's go to John chapter 1 first, and then we'll go back to Ephesians 4. Something I want to show you. And it may not be your first time seeing this, but I ask the Holy Spirit to give you a fresh view on it. John chapter 1, and I'll just do a little reading for reading's sake, because it's always good to read. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. How many men? Okay. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 14, I want you to read it just so we can, for repetition's sake. Verse 14, ready to read? This may be, and we'll go back to Ephesians 4. This may be one of the most important scriptures you'll ever read in the Bible. And I know you have a lot of favorite ones and a lot of ones that are close to you, and a lot of ones that you learned when you were younger and you figured out that that was your favorite. But this might be one of the most important ones. Here is why it's important. The church, this is Church Unusual. We have to move the church from being an organization to a living organism. You may have heard that before, but it's a total difference. Organization is a bunch of regulation and rules and sign-ups and all these different things and instruction in a certain way that makes an organism. But an organism is a living, breathing, beating, speaking, live, created thing. It's a big difference. It's a big difference, but it's not easy to tell. Are y'all seeing me? There's a massive amount of difference between the two, but the organization really clones to look like an organism. It almost moves like an organism, functions like an organism, has people involved like an organism, but it's not really a living organism. Are y'all with that? And there's only one way to decipher between that, and that's Jesus. And I don't have time to go. Maybe we do have time. Matthew 16. We'll go to Ephesians 4 in a second. Matthew 16. Verse 13, keep turning. Verse 13, and when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some did say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremiah, some one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Are we familiar with this story, right? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto them, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood is not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, y'all remember that? That thou art Peter. Y'all remember that, right? Huh? Y'all remember? Tell me what it mean.
You told him, say, just like he told Jesus that he is the Christ, and he say, you are the Christ also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And upon this rock, that is the revelation of the Christ, our being Christ. This is the rock he's talking about. Y'all seeing it? Upon this rock, now this is important now, look at the line, upon this rock, not that rock, not no other rock, upon, what is he going to do with this rock? Come on, look at it, what he said he going to do with it?
I will build my church on this rock. This particular rock is the one that I will build my church on, all right? All right, so now he's being specific. He's telling you whose church it is and what he's building his church on. Now, for church sake and knowledge sake, if you pay attention, if you see another church built on something else, it's not his church. I don't care if it's a Christian center or if it's a ministry or whatever name you want to call it, or a worship center. It doesn't matter what the tag says. What is it built on? As a matter of fact, if it's not built on the rock, I don't have time to go to the parable, but if it's not built on the rock, it is built on the sand. Yes. That's why many churches, we've been through some things. How many of y'all been in the church for 10, 15 years, 20 years? We've been through some things in the church. Y'all know that. We've had some falls and some failures, and no judgment on anybody, right? But we've had some things that have happened in the Christian church that has really put a dent on how people see us. Yeah. True or not true? Yeah. We've been through some things. We've been through some heartaches and some letdowns and a lot of things of that nature. And then that's fine. God forgive them. And one thing I heard Brother Jesse preach, Jesse Duplantis preach this years ago at a minister's conference we had, he said, God will forgive you, but people will never forget. And so we've taken some blows. And the reason those blows were able to come and for the particular churches or particular parts of the church to fall, because they were built on sand and not on the rock. The rock is the revelation of the Christ. Now, not just the revelation of Christ, but the revelation of Christ. Are y'all seeing me? Y'all look at me for this one. Not just the revelation of Christ, or wherever you think, wherever you want to point at him, where he at. Not the revelation of Christ, but the revelation of Christ. Amen. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. So now what he's saying is, those who have the revelation of the Christ, and that they are in joint heir with the Christ, they are the Christ, right? They're given the ability. Those, that's what I'm going to build a church on. Many times we try to build a church on people, but it's not just about people. It's about rocks. It's about solid people. Are y'all with me? So right now he said, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, that tells me another thing, that the church is not meant to keep still, but it's meant to move. Because gates don't move, but if a gate won't prevail against you, that means you are making forward progress and something is trying to lock you out of somewhere. Where the church is not made to homestead, to be settled, to be stuck in one place. The church is made to move and to move forward. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, we just have to be very particular about what we're thinking and how we believe about things. When I read these things, I start to look around. Gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, I look around and not many churches are moving. So the gates ain't got to be strong enough to prevail. The gates can just stand like they want, because ain't no pressure. Huh? See, I read this and I look around. See, this is what you always have to do. I can't, this scripture, search the scriptures, right? For in them you think you have eternal life, right? And we're not talking about going to heaven. Just eternal, like constant, consistent, nonstop, non-running out life coming from you. All right, let's get off of heaven now. Are you in heaven right now? Amen. Are you in heaven right now? Answer me. Are you in heaven right now? No, so he not telling us about something far off in the future. He's talking about right now. He's talking about what's supposed to be going on with you right now. In them you think you have eternal life, and they which testify of me, but you won't come all the way to me. Are y'all understanding? So these scriptures are pointing you somewhere. These scriptures are taking you to another dimension of you. Now, if we don't get to where we're going to get to tonight in this message, if we don't get to this place, then the church is in for a tough road ahead. If you and I and anybody else that hears this message, and then the whole church for the matter of that, if they don't get this, what I'm about to say tonight, then we're in for years and years more failure. So two places already I'm going to show you two, and I'm going to take you to a third one in Ephesians 4. Two places we have already seen Christ in the flesh and the Word in the flesh. John 1 said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who are we talking about? Jesus the Christ. Are we talking about that, right? And now Jesus makes it another thing. He didn't say, Peter, thou art Peter, and upon that book, I'm going to build my church. Come on, listen to me. Upon those scriptures, I'm going to build my church. Mm-mm. Jesus started talking about the flesh and the blood. It had to be alive. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, I'll build my church. He personified it. He humanized it. He made it alive. Are y'all listening to me? The Bible also said, I ain't got time to go to scripture. The Bible said, the letter itself, by itself, kill it. But the spirit does what? Give it life. Are y'all understanding me? So the letter itself, kill it. I'm going to teach you something about where did we, or what is today's church built on? Ephesians 4. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond in peace. There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling. Keep talking to you about who you are. All right, this whole thing. Paul keeps talking to you about who you are. Not about what you should do, but who you are. Come on, say about who I am. Come on, say Paul is talking to me about who I am.
I am.
About who?
I am.
Uh-huh. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and where? Oh, come on, verse 6 now. One God and Father of all, who is above all and what?
In.
Through all. No, don't skip in. All right, because all this goes together. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and? Okay. But unto every one of us, how many?
Everyone.
Is given grace according to the measure of the gift of what? Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto who? Okay. I'm pushing the point home, okay? I'm pushing the point home where these gifts are at. All right. Now that he ascended, what is it also? What is it but he that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill what? Okay. Verse 11, you read. Ready, read. For what? Verse 12. I hear you, but that ain't really reading right, because what it should be, the way we function now, right, if the way we function is the right way to function right now, and the way we're doing things the right way to do things, and the overall thing that we stand on is the right thing to stand on, then Brother Paul is missing it right here. Brother Paul is missing it when he said he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. No, because that's what the Bible's for. Y'all listening to me? Are y'all catching where I'm going? No, that's what we use the Bible for. We use the Bible to perfect saints. And we throw all these scriptures at people to try to edify the body. Come on, y'all know we telling the truth. Perfecting the saints for the work of the ministry. So we pick a scripture and then go work in the ministry. So there is church failure. Because there is no blood. There's church failure because there is no life. Listen to me. God bless. Listen. Thank you, Lord, for this. And I appreciate this. But this is not going to get up and talk to me. Come on, amen. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, I know it's your holy Bible, so now you're feeling some kind of way. No, it's not going to get up and talk to you. That thing ain't going to open up unless you open it up. Amen. That thing ain't going to say nothing unless you allow the Holy Spirit to go in there and take you in there and say something to you. And then he got to say it in order for it to have life. So if that's the case, think about how idiotic we've been living, all right? Don't take that word to heart, but take it to heart. Think about how we've been trying to get a book to teach you how to live. A non-heart beating, non-blood running. Anybody can make one. We don't know who made these Bibles, right? Now, translation after translation after translation after translation. And we've been trying to get this book to be life. God bless the book. All right, cool. If a book could do it, then we can relinquish all teachers. Come on. You don't need nobody in class teaching you how to do nothing. Give them a book. Verse 11 says what? Some what?
Apostle.
Is that a person?
Yes.
Is that a person or as a figment of imagination? Is that a person? What's the next one? Okay, is that a person? Is a prophet a person?
Yes.
What's the next one?
Evangelist.
All right, is that a person?
Yes.
All right, next one?
Pastor.
Is that a person?
Yes.
No. Is that a person? There's a figment. There's something in the air. Yes. There's a cute little name or something. Is that a person?
Yes.
Okay, what's the next one?
Teacher.
Is that a person?
Yes.
I keep asking, is that a person? I can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, and then what he gave those people for? What did he give those persons for? What did he use those persons for?
For the faithing of the saints.
Come on.
For the work of the ministry. For the
right here, we see the word made flesh again.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say I gave you scriptures for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. He said, I gave you men. I gave you flesh and blood just like you, so you see what you got to do.
Amen.
Nobody ain't going to send he's not going to send a horse in here to teach you how to do nothing because y'all ain't got nothing in common. We're not even built the same. So now here God is going to send flesh and blood to you. The word made flesh among you. Are y'all hearing me? To perfect you. For the perfection of the saints, to teach you how to work, to teach you to be the work. Not to work, to be the work. You know, you are actually the work. Did you know that? Here's a statement. I want you to write this down, and it's powerful. I am comes before I do. Always say it. I am. comes before I do. Now, most people say you are what you do. You ever heard that statement before?
Yeah.
I beg to differ. That's a backwards language. No, you do what you are. Huh? Whatever you am, that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am always comes before the doing. You get it?
Yeah.
So now you have to be the work in order to do the work. Now, can you see the trick? Anybody ever tried to do the work before, but it was tough?
Mm-hmm.
It was hard?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus didn't say that. That wasn't, he wasn't involved then because he said, my yoke is easy. If it was difficult, then Jesus wasn't involved. I'm not saying it was a little turmoil. No. I'm saying if it was difficult, if it was a struggle, Jesus didn't teach us to struggle. So the struggle is difficult. It's super, super heavy for you. Hey, that Jesus wasn't involved in that. You are the work. We've been trying. Say, I am the work.
Am.
We've been trying to do the work when you actually are the work. You're the work. You're the work of his hands.
Yeah.
Come on, let me take you there. You're the creation of God's hands. You're a work. You are a work. You are a work before you do the work. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come into the unity of the faith, right? You see the faith, huh? He didn't say the unity of faith, and he made a point for it. He said, until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge, not just, he could have said this, and I want to push this point home, till we all come into the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God. No. He said, until we all come into the unity of the faith. Now, the knowledge of the Son of God, let me skip, can I skip that for a quick second? Until we all come into the unity of the faith of the Son of God. Look at it. Till we all come, because if he wanted to just say faith, just any kind of faith, then he would have said of faith. He said the faith. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by. Come on, answer me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Are y'all hearing me? So now, until we all come into the unity of the faith of the Son of God and the knowledge of the Son of God. Y'all seeing that? Unto a perfect man, purpose, maturity, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Remember, thou art the and thou art. Are y'all seeing this? Now watch this statement. We're going to read it a little different now. You never read this like this when we're about to read it right now. You never read that like that before, have you? Answer me. Come on. Come on, it's fresh, ain't it? Come on. All right, here we go. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children. Oh, my God. Hold up. Thanks, Holy Ghost. Y'all give me a second. Let me look up something. Yeah, Jesus. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. You see that? Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of not doctrine. Carried about with every wind with children. Don't be a child. Carried about with every wind of doctrine. Then it's talking about and the sleight of men. And cunning craftiness, well, why they lie and wait to deceive. That's what they say, right? Yes, yeah, because the doctrine can be changed. Yeah. This conversation that I have, I'm the type of person where I really study this word, and I study this word to be able to have conversations with people that don't believe in the word. You know, not debates, just if you ever have any conversations, you know, I always bring everything back to Jesus, because we can talk about this Bible all day long and find contradictions. Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all. Amen. Amen. So this word alone, without life involved, without wrapping it with the life, who Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If we don't wrap it with life, this word alone can be misconstrued and turned another way. And about a cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Are y'all seeing me? Yes, this doctrine. We didn't come up with all, y'all know, we've been in church for a while. Y'all heard all the crazy doctrines we didn't come up with. Yes. All the crazy doctrines we didn't heard and people didn't come up with because they didn't twist or something. Yes. Jesus can't be twisted. Straight arrow. He is who he is. He functions like he functions. The name of Jesus, which is the character of Jesus, is that way, that one way, and that's it. It never wavers. It is the rock. But then now we henceforth be no more children, taught true and false, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That means if we're basing what we're doing on doctrine, then it can be wavered. Yeah. It can be weak. It can be blown over because it's based on doctrine. Are y'all seeing that? So now it is very important. Now that scripture, I got to go over there. Galatians chapter 3. And it starts off at verse 1, Lord Jesus. But I'm going to start off at verse 22. And let me give you a couple points real quick. I don't want to get ahead of myself. We have, even though the scripture says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the what? Okay. Being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree. All right. And even though Romans 8, we got to go there real quick. We're going to go through a bunch of scriptures real quick. Come on, Romans 8, because I want to drive this point home. Verse 1, I'm going to read it before you get there. Verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, all right? So no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Y'all seeing that? Yep, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Are y'all seeing that? Verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, watch what God did. That it was weak how? Through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Is that hitting you? No, it ain't hitting you yet, huh? God sent his only son in the likeness of that same flesh that could not do it with the law. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who? Uh-huh. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of spirit, life of Christ Jesus, and be free from the law of sin and death. Now what we've done, even though Jesus has already come and already paid the price and already given us an example of who we really are, for some reason we've let the law seep in. And now we begin to build the church on the law. Y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Oh, we got all the, and I ain't even familiar, as I heard my dad say, we're talking about the robber's rule of order, all that. And all these different things we didn't come up with, and we got all these lists that I can't find a scripture reference for. Why are you judging that person? Or why you told them they couldn't come in here? Or why you looking at them that way because they don't look like you? I can't find them. Those are based on law, which are failures in the flesh. So now we got a bunch of rules and a bunch of rhetoric and a bunch of doctrines that we built the church on, right? Right? And then we built the building on, and now we didn't forget what the church was about, because now we're just a bunch of laws and a bunch of buildings and plywood and chairs and pews and stages and mics. And now that has become the church, and because we built it on something that wasn't flesh, we forgot that it was a church in the flesh in us. We literally forgot who we were because we allowed the church to be built on the law. Built on a paper. If we go back to when Moses had it built on some sheets of concrete. And so now, because the church has been built, you ready? And been relying on something that doesn't have life in it, the church doesn't have life. Can you see? Can y'all understand this? Can you understand that you, I'm not calling you a Christian tonight. But Jesus ain't never called you that. Huh? Hey, man, come on. Come on, don't get your ropes and all that. Go search. He ain't never called you that. He said, you are gods. There's a few things Jesus called us. Jesus called us gods. And Jesus called us joint heirs with him. Jesus said, as he is in the Father, we in him. He started calling us certain things. We picked this Christian thing up. And Christian is an organization. You can feel how you want to feel about it. It's biblical. And so we, couldn't it be a trick? Oh, Lord Jesus. Didn't want, okay, I'll go. Couldn't it be a trick for you to call yourself a Christian and not Christ?
Come on.
And think that you're doing something? Could it be, hold on, because it's very important. Could it be a trick that you calling yourself I am a C-H-R-I-S-E, all right, right? And we just go Christian, so you from there, but you're not that.
That's it. Come on.
When the whole time Christ has been trying to tell you who you are, looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of what?
Our faith.
Who faith?
Our faith?
Oh, no, they faith. He the author and finisher of our faith. That means his faith is just like our faith. So what he do, the works that I do. What was he talking about? What was he saying? What was he saying to you in that statement then? See, we got to get that through our head. We got to stop being Jesus' buddy and start functioning like Jesus. Are y'all hearing me? Or we got to stop being friends of God and be like God. That's what he made you. How did God make you? Come on. This is biblical, ain't it? Come on. How did he make us? in his image and his, he gave you dominion, all that good stuff, right? Right. We done forgot who we were because we got caught up on the law. And we're so caught up on the scripture without wrapping it with the life that now there's no life in us. And so we are walking around pregnant with power and walking around for a manifestation to happen at any given second. But yet we pass up manifestation by manifestation by manifestation because we don't know who we are. Y'all listen to what I'm trying to say. You're steaming. You're steeping with manifestation. It's in there. When you read the scriptures, when you read the word, you're not really putting anything in you. You're convincing yourself of who you already are. Even when you say thank you, everybody say thank you, Jesus. Even when you say thank you, Jesus, well, we know I got to give me a revelation today. Usually when you say thank you, it's when something is already done. So when I begin to say, all, he don't need it. He ain't up there talking about, I wish they give me some more thanks. If they give me some more thanks, it'll power me up. God ain't up there talking about, boy, if they give me some more thanks, I'll feel better about myself. God don't need your thanks. You need your thanks. Because every time you say thank you, you ready? Every time you say thank you, you are giving yourself an indication of what has already been done for you. Don't try to all specify, well, thank you, Lord, for doing, and you can do that if you want to, but just thank you, Jesus, is enough. Because it's already done. But now we've lost this place and we've lost this understanding and now we put the church is over there. So we're going down street to the church. You won't come visit my church when they're talking to the church. There is no way. I hear these people talking about. I hear sometimes I hear, you know, I listen to these people and they're talking about different issues in the world and epidemics and there's a water shortage. And we got to destroy the epidemic of the water shortage. Or we got to destroy poverty or we got to destroy hunger or murder or everything. And it's amazing how people throw these ideas out in the air like a word epidemic or a word poverty or a word murder or a word shortage and all and hunger. And they throw all these ideas like it's an idea that we need to attack when actually, it's something in human form. So there would be no poverty without somebody promoting greed. There would not be an epidemic of anything if somebody was doing what they were supposed to be doing, which is being like Jesus. All things for all men. Are you understanding me? And so now there's nothing that functions or happens in the world that isn't that doesn't manifest without being made flesh first. Now, whatever the church is called to do, it'll never do it without you. Whatever God's plan and Jesus' plan for his church, remember, right? His church, right? Whatever his plan is for his church, he's talking about his plan for you. But us as a unified, every joint supplies, we're going to talk about that a little bit, right? And every joint supply and everything coming together, right? All that don't matter if you don't come together. Listen to me. My outside manifestation is a product of my inside manifestation, of my inside revelation. And if you don't come together on the inside first, you'll never come together out here. If you don't come together, let this mind be used also in Christ Jesus. If you don't come together with the mind of Christ on the inside first, it'll never function on the outside, which is why people are still so sick going to church service. People are still so sick going to prayer meeting. People are still so sick going to revival. People are still so sick going to conferences. Why is that? Because we don't realize that it's really us. When we gather together like that, we're being done. Come on, y'all, being. Everybody say being. Come on, now we gotta go from, just acting on something, right? Right? And faith. We use faith as acting and we use the definition of acting and believing, right? What kind of leaving? Believing. Believing. If you look at the translation, it's really like be living. Look at it. Look at the word believing, be living. You be living and enacting. But you be first. Be ye doers of the word and not deceiving. You're deceiving yourself. And then later on talks about, because you're like a man that behold yourself in the glass and then forgot who you are. You somewhere, mankind, and us as Christ have forgotten who we were because they called us Christians. And so we took on the term and forgot who we were. Not for the sake of life and everything and for sake of not getting crucified. Because Jesus is the only one who need to be crucified. Nobody need to crucify me, right? For the sake of not getting a ramshack by the church and by people, good church people, I wouldn't say that to a bunch of people. So I'm going to keep on saying Christian because that's what they need to hear. That's the level they understand it. But let's go back and shorten it up and stop adding all these things to the Christ in me. Amen. If we get back to Christ, we'll get back to being the church. See, the fundamentals of the church, the foundation of the church got to go back to being built on Christ and not what you thought somebody was supposed to wear. Or how you thought somebody was supposed to stand. Or how many times you kneel. Kneel like this. Kneel like this. And say these words 3-4 times. If you say it 23 times, it'll happen. Anything you do for 21 days become a habit. All these different things and all these rhetorics that we've used for years and people still dying and failing. Because the power, you listening to me? I can't hear y'all, you listening to me? Because the power is in you. And it'll never be released from you until you know that you can release it. And you can't release nothing you don't know you got. If you don't know you got it, you can't release it. Now, I'm telling you right now, you got it. I'm telling you right now who you are. You are the word made flesh. I'll prove it to you. Can I prove it to you? I said to you before, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. They started off with a word. Huh? He ain't making it and saying, oh, we're going to call that man. No, 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 no. God said. It's the word of. That's the word of. That's the word of. That's the word of. You are the word of. So now Jesus gets here and he realizes for what the law could not do and that it was weak through the flesh. Because see, the flesh didn't know. You get it?
Yes, sir.
So it was weak because it was trying to do this paper. You can't even eat paper. Paper won't even agree with you. When I say you had a paper sandwich, come on, I'll wait. You can't even eat it. It don't even agree with you. If you eat paper, it ain't going to nourish you one bit. So it couldn't do it. So now I had to send, God sent his only son in the likeness of that same flesh that was failing. That same flesh that was failing since the beginning, I'm going to send my only son in that same kind of flesh, that same form, the same image, the same likeness, to prove to them how to be me in the earth realm. To prove to them what I look like in human form. How I function. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you well. And you need to look at yourself. And you need to understand that this is who you are. See, the problem is you don't know who you are. You still think you, say your name. Yeah, you still think you them. Say your first name and your last name. Go ahead. Yeah, you still think you're a Perkins. You still think you're a Shipman. What's your last name? You still think you're one of them. So you're taking your identity from them. You still think you just, I'm just a member. You still, even at this moment when I show you in this scripture, you still don't realize who you are. I've been pumping myself. I've been pumping my mind. And I've been telling myself who I really am. And besides all means, when I feel tired, I don't tell myself I'm tired. Because I am rejuvenated, because is God rejuvenated? Is God energized? Come on, so that's what I am then. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. See, I begin to talk. I begin to talk. I wrote this down in my, I'm going to help you for a second. I wrote this down in my notes today, and I just started writing it, and I put Jesus is forward. Jesus is balanced. I didn't say Jesus goes forward. Jesus is forward. I didn't say Jesus has balance. Jesus is balanced. Jesus is truth. Jesus is love, all right? Jesus didn't have love. Jesus didn't act in love. Jesus is love. Are y'all understanding? Jesus is direction, because he said, I am the. Okay, that's a direction, ain't it? Jesus is direction. Jesus is light. Jesus is vision, because I realize light gives me vision. Jesus is vision. Jesus is peace. See, he don't bring that. He is that. Yes. Okay, let's just. Okay, Jesus brought me peace. Well, the only way he brought you peace is by bringing you him.
Yes.
Jesus is freedom. Jesus is wisdom. Jesus is grace. Praise the Lord for all that, right? But then I realized that if that's the case, then I can write this, that I am forward.
Yes.
And I am balanced. Yes. Say it.
I am forward.
Say, I am balance.
I am truth.
I am love.
I am
stop
love.
Loving people and be love.
Yes, sir.
Be love and wish above all things. What you thought he was saying, though? No, you stop right there at the first line. Don't go to that's your problem being helped. No, stop right there. You know, that first word will make the rest of that happen in that scripture. That 3 John 2, huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That first, be loved. If you can get a revelation of be loved. Be loved and be loved. Come on, say, I am direction. If you are direction, why are you asking for it so much? Do you see where you're losing? Huh? Your prayer could be like, you pray, Lord, show me the way, right? And then we pray that. How many times you prayed that and didn't get the way? Amen. Come on. Come on, y'all. Amen. Come on. How many times you pray, Lord, show me the way, and it's still a little foggy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Show me who I am. Show me who I am. Do you understand the difference? See, the Bible talks about asking. He says, but you ask amiss. The kingdom of God, where is located? Low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is where?
In you.
Where is it at?
Yeah.
It is you. You are the kingdom of God. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So if I am direction, say it.
I am direction.
Say it again. Say, I am direction.
I am direction.
Come on. Actually, church. Come on. Say, I am church.
I am church.
Actually, church, you know, leading by example, right? You are direction.
Yes.
People are going to see you and know what direction to go. They're going to look at you as direction. They're going to look at you as direction in the flesh. Jesus don't want you doing this. This is what we've been doing. You ready what we've been doing? Y'all know what we've been doing? We've been saying, hey, come here and meet Jesus. You get it? Instead of saying, come here and meet Jesus. You keep pointing, and you're not leading. Don't nobody want to follow you because you keep pointing in some kind of direction, off in the air somewhere. Now people like, listen to me. People ain't trying to hear no more of your scriptures. In the year 2017, I realized that me, myself, this generation that's going on, they don't do. You know, when I was younger, it was do what I told you to because I said so. Don't ask no questions. But it's different now. It's different now. They got research and they Googling, they looking up stuff, and they looking up all these different religions. And at one time when you live in the South, there was only one thing. Down here where we was at, you was gonna end up being Catholic. Whatever was in the area, you couldn't see nothing else. You ain't know what else was going on. Y'all know that. Now everybody can go everywhere in the world with a click of the button. You got the world in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Ain't no time to be playing these scripture wars anymore. Mm-hmm. You stop giving directions and be direction. Mm-hmm. So now I am direction. I am light. Say it.
I am vision.
I am peace. I am freedom.
I am wisdom.
I am grace.
I am grace.
Now, if you be that thing, you'll always have that thing. But sometimes you can try to have that thing and not be that thing. He told me something. The Lord told me something. And I'll give it to you real quick about the law. The law of God, there is a law of God, but it's not on paper. Jesus came and made it in human form. Are y'all hearing me? There is a certain way that God decided for things to do. But just remember this, law does not give life, life gives law. Law does not make you lifeful, and if that's a word, that's not a word, but law does not give you life. The life makes you lawful. Are y'all understanding me? Life didn't come from law. Law came from life. Are y'all understanding me? So now the law of God, whatever God wants to get done, has to be done in the flesh, because just on the paper, it ain't got no life to make you realize that that's you. God gave men to teach people, not law. God gave men to teach people, not a book. Everything in here is pointing you towards who you are in Christ. There's a scripture I wanted to read just a second ago, and I didn't have a chance to go there, but it says, the law was a schoolmaster. Mm-hmm. You know, you ain't had a schoolmaster since you've been in school, huh? Since you've been in elementary, huh? Huh? The law was a schoolmaster until you realized what's really going on. This thing was just pointing you to who you are. Right? But as long as you take it, you keep messing around. You mess around with it, playing around with it. I don't want to study that much. I don't want to read that much. I'll read it in a certain way. As long as we keep messing around with it, you'll stay in this lawful, on the paper type of lifestyle that'll never advance to be anything lively for anybody else. You understand how important it is now? Why digging in this is so much important now, huh? And why digging in it in the right way? It's important, amen.